I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Here's football legend Jamie Redknapp for new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins footwear.
Imagine playing football against no defence or goalkeeper. How easy would that be? That's what it's like putting on my new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. There's nothing stopping my foot from just going in. I just step in and I'm done, with no bending down to touch my shoes. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn, so my foot slides into place. Then the heel pillow technology keeps my foot comfy and secure.
Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store or Skechers.co.uk.
This episode of the Long Run Podcast is sponsored by Skechers.
Everybody, and welcome to a one-off special about London Marathon. Oh, no, it's not. I thought I'd do a really quick, you know, like when you go to an auction. Have you ever been to an auction?
The cattle market. Yeah. You've been to the cattle market.
And yeah. It's like, and they go to a really good, 10 minutes. Everyone's tuned in, they're going, I thought this was a running podcast. Anyway, welcome everybody to the award-winning Long Run Show podcast with me, El Chivato. Sub 3 Hero, he's up the top there. Wilco's here and admin as well. We are a four-team strong unit tonight to talk about marathon tips. Next week's a live show. I'm not on, but they're going to be talking about the London Marathon. This show, because this is coming out, let me get my brain in gear. We're recording this the weekend of the Brighton Marathon. You've got Manchester and London. So we thought we'd do like a little bit of a tips one for you. It's only going to be 30 minutes, quick fire. Maybe you want to listen to this on the way up to Manchester or before, you know, London, whatever. We thought we'd do a little bit of a tip one because you guys have been asking for it, and that's why we thought we would do it. But before we do that, question time for the team as always. We do actually better do Skechers. Thanks very much for sponsoring the podcast. Head over to Skechers.co.uk. Anyway, moving on. I want to ask the team a special question, and it will be interesting, guys, if you're listening to this. In the previous show, I sort of came onto this. So I want to know if they're paying attention. So, Wilco, what number show will this be?
223.
Admin?
Yeah, 223.
Tope?
224.
Tope's right.
Oh, of course. Tope,
you get the orange mini eggs. Well done, Tope, for paying attention.
The bite size.
Oh, I forgot about Mandy's.
I knew that would catch you out.
Bite size eggs.
I've got a question for everybody, and this is genius. I won't name them because admin will kill me. I had an email between recording one thing and the other because I get loads of this took come through in my email. Hi, my name is I'm the director of we're an acoustic studio based in Western Massachusetts. We compose and record music, especially for podcasts and audio world. Host a library of over 10,000 original tracks. Would this be something you'd be interested in? So, do we think I'm going to ask the viewers to email in, Wilco?
Longrunshow@gmail.com.
whether we need a new theme tune. I mean, do you think we should go to these people from Massachusetts and get them to write us a new theme tune?
Is it an all expenses paid trip?
Where to poke it?
Well, hold on. Is it an all expenses paid trip?
No.
Can we all go?
No. Do we want? This month they're creating a more affordable subscription. Yes, Tom.
Are you allowed in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, I'm all right.
It's cool.
I've got a problem with. Okay. So a question to the team. Do we think we need a new theme tune? Yes, no, yes, admin.
No.
Tope?
No.
Wilco?
It's a classic. Keep it.
Okay, right. So I will write back and tell them to put that where the sun don't shine. Don't send me any more of those emails. Right, moving on. So today we're going to be talking about marathon tips. Between us, collectively, we've done a few. I think without wasting anybody's time trying to add them up. Tope's obviously walked a few as well, which is going to be super helpful today. But what I want to do, team, quickly at the front end, is talk about tips. We'll come into the race, but actually for the morning, I think that's critical. And I think it's something that's overlooked. Sabrina, you were talking to me about it in the week. I think it's a key area in terms of preparation for the race. And if you can have a good morning, it can really have a positive impact on the race. So is there any sort of tips, and we'll go around the room, for pre-race, let's say? So let's start with you, Evan, because this was you who was, we were talking about this. Is there any pre-race tips that you found have helped you?
Don't do anything new. Don't think about eating anything different. Don't drink anything different. Eat what you've eaten on your long runs. Drink what you've drunk. Don't go rogue and go, oh, actually, do you know what? I'll have a coffee, but I've never done before just because I'm walking through London. Terrible, terrible idea.
I can already see Tobe smiling. It's just, Tobe, no, you're not allowed to cut in because I know exactly what you're thinking.
Okay,
Wilco? Oh, actually, admin, sorry, to go back on that point. Tobe, would you say starting a fight in a public restaurant before the night before marathon is something that's a good thing or a bad thing, like you shouldn't do?
It worked for me.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? You ran a PB because somebody... Now, we're not saying you should do this, but we know somebody who's done this would start a fight, a bar fight, in a restaurant, in a foreign country, and then ran a PB. We are not saying, absolutely clear, you shouldn't do this, but we know somebody who did implement this strategy, and their friend then went and ran a PB. Admin, anything to say on that?
Nothing's to do with me.
Absolute lies. We've got this. We've Tope.
Is it pledging the fifth? Is that the thing? Like, what? Pleading the fifth?
Taking the fifth.
That's me.
Wilco, that's a story for another podcast. We could actually do a whole podcast about that. Let us know. Email. What's the email, Wilco?
Longrunchurch@gmail.com.
If you want me to do a special interrogation of admin and the events that transcended in Amsterdam the night before Toby's big marathon PB. That
sounds good. I
would actually happily do that episode so everybody gets the correct picture about admin.
Can we call upon witnesses in that?
She's a brawler. But Wilco, what's your top tip? Pre-race.
I think...
And I'm talking like, the morning, guys. I'm not talking like the week leading up. I'm talking like that morning.
I think you plan as much as you can, but don't get too het up about... See, like, take an example. I mean, Sabrina's just said about sort of like don't eat anything new, stuff different like that. I went to the Dublin Marathon and I was staying in a hotel and they said... oh, yeah, breakfast is at 8 o'clock.
Bit late.
Well, that's no good to me because I've got to be there at 4:15 because I'm starting
the marathon. Running a marathon.
Yeah, and they're like, well, that's what time it is. So, but then I thought, you know, one of the things I thought was, I wonder if they're a bit late on the old breakfast. I wonder what I can do. What can I do? What can I have? Well, I used to have porridge, so, you know, oh, there's a supermarket over the road. I can get a pot of porridge and I could just adapt and be okay. So there are answers that you could do if, you know, you get presented with problems like that. So try and plan, but don't think that everything's got to be perfect because it won't. And if you expect things not to be perfect, you won't get too wound up about things and you'll have less anxiety when you have to do the job in hand, which is obviously to do the run. So don't allow yourself to get wound up with little things that aren't perfect.
Yeah. So
plan your transport. Mm-hmm. Make sure you know how you're getting there. So if it's in London, for instance, it's trains, tubes, what station you got to get off. Or
helicopters if you're Hayden. Thing.
Helicopters if you're Hayden. I mean, you would have thought he might offer us a little, you know, a little lift, but he won't. But probably not enough leg room. Seats aren't designed for us.
Do you, this is a serious question, right? Do you think he's got a booster seat in his helicopter? No, be serious. Like, you know, because of the seatbelts, do you honestly think he's got a booster seat in his helicopter? I think he does. Like, honestly, I'm being serious. I think he's genuinely got a booster seat for his helicopter. I know he's got one in his car because I've been in a car with Hayden. I'm not making this up. He took me to, we had a meeting in Birmingham, and he's got a lovely motor, as you'd expect. And he was actually driving. No, he wasn't the chauffeur. And he actually got in, and I thought, oh, Hayden's a bit like taller than normal. And I actually looked down. I know, like that he was, black leather booster seat underneath. You ask Lou, ask his wife, Hayden's got, you're laughing, it's true. He's got a booster seat, left black leather one that goes in his motor. The one that he drives, not the one that his chauffeur drives. Right, so I would say that's all good. I would say absolutely what Tobe said, plan transport. And I think that actually goes into what Wilco was saying, which is perfect. It is control what you can control. So have an understanding of what's going on so that Duffy's going to send you out on the limb. So if, you know, if you've got no understanding of your transport needs for that morning, chances are if you just rock up, go, I'll be all right, I'll get on a tube, you might get slightly agitated when it don't turn up. So that's the sort of thing what I think the two were going on about. And admins, again, also bang on in terms of not introducing anything new. It'll go a bit wonky. I think the key to it in the morning is stay calm, right? Have a strategy around how you're getting there, what you're doing, but also have a strategy about how you're going to cope with that morning and what tools you're going to take with you to get you out of that funk when you start thinking, hang on a minute, I've got to go do 26.2. Or you stand there queuing for the toilets and it's about 100,000 people in front of you and you're getting irritated because of that and all that kind of stuff. Have some strategies around that, you know?
Yeah. I would just say allow yourself as much time as possible to
don't rush. There's not one thing not to do at a marathon morning is rush. It's the worst thing you could do, right? Chill out. Don't go with anybody who is the complete opposite of that in terms of just getting there 10 minutes beforehand and going off and running, because that could send you completely over the edge. You know, go with people who are like-minded to a degree or they have a positive effect on you. So, for example, me, I will just follow like Tobe and admin around because I ain't got to think about it. Do you know what I mean? It's that sort of thing. And if you can do that, if you're able to do that, then that's perfect. Music's great. You know, get yourself a playlist that you can tune into. Obviously, podcasts, things like that. I don't need to push this podcast. But, yeah, little things like that. Yeah, but have a strategy for the morning. It's so important. If you can have a good morning, positive morning, and you can reduce some of the energy that you're wasting on thinking about stupid things that are irrelevant, then you will have a much better race. All right? So they're the sort of things we wanted to leave you with. Now, moving on to the... Yes, go on.
One. I know flat lays are like a thing and people take pictures and whatever, but... It's actually a really good tip is to have your kit out the night before, just to make sure you've got everything. You've got your gels there, you've got your belt, your socks, anything you're going to need, so that in the morning you're not rushing around trying to find it.
Or alternatively, if you get to your hotel, if you're staying away and you're there at lunchtime, get it all out of your suitcase as soon as you get there, because then you've got the chance to go to the shops if you've got something that you can pick up.
That's what I do. First thing I get out of the case if I'm traveling is I get my race kit out, hang it all up, double check it.
Yeah.
Obviously, then do some filming for Insta, Natch, Hero. Got to do some influencing. And then, but no, it's true. It's a good point, Wilco, because if you go, oh, sugar, I've forgotten safety pins. Bosh, off you go. Down to Robert Diaz or Diaz. Tobe, is it Robert Diaz or Robert Diaz?
I don't know, but I was just thinking that you would definitely have forgotten safety pins because you absolutely never, ever, ever have any.
That's very true. But would you go Robert Diaz or Robert Diaz?
Diaz.
Admin?
Diaz.
Wilco?
Diaz.
Not Diaz.
No.
Can they
He's
email
not Spanish,
in?
Is he?
What's the email?
longrunshow@gmail.com.
But how do you know the geezer's not called Roberto Diaz? Leave that with
me.
That's not what the shop's called.
Anyway, let's move on. Right. Added value wherever we go. So I want to talk about tips again for sort of race day. Now, this may be you might think, oh, this is just for beginners or whatever. But actually, I don't think you're too old ever or too experienced to listen to this sort of stuff, because you might think to yourself, you know what, actually, fair play. So don't just turn off because you've like done 100,000 marathons, right? And if you have, then email in. What's the email address, Wilco?
Longrunshow@gmail.com.
And send us in, and then you can come on the show. Right, so I think firstly, and it kind of actually, I wanted to start with this one because it kind of sort of goes into the bit beforehand, and that's to be hydrated before you start. Now, I'm not talking, right, drinking 82 litres of water, right, before you start. What you ideally want to do is get on that start line hydrated. Now, that starts, obviously, in the week leading up to it and all that sort of stuff, taking on a little bit more electrolytes and that sort of thing, right? But I think my tip is not to overdo it, because I did in Edinburgh, but try and be hydrated. It is one thing that gets overlooked, I would say. And I don't want you going to the wee a million times. I know it's a pain, and because there's never enough toilets, all that sort of stuff. But I would definitely try and stay hydrated as best you can. But moving on, that was just one tip I wanted to throw.
Just on hydration, I heard a great tip that obviously we've got different bladder capacities and everyone's different and so on, but someone suggested that you shouldn't drink anything an hour before you head off, because then you're going to be liable perhaps to an early toilet stop and you won't sort of like get into your system. So that might be quite a good, if it's a 9 o'clock start, if you'd stop drinking water at about 8 o'clock, then that could help.
Okay. I want to get into briefly, because I want to get, because Tobe's probably the worst person to talk about this actually, but I do want to get into race day nutrition, but having a strategy. I think one thing that people do not necessarily think about, they might have a strategy for the race, they might have a strategy for where they're seeing their friends and what they're going to do here and what they're going to do there. But do you, Sabrina, I want to ask her, do you or have you had a plan of your nutrition during the race?
Yeah, always.
How much is it? But you say that, but you'll be surprised how many people just go, oh yeah, I took like 3 gels with me and I took one like when I felt like it. It's a common thing, right? Or you'll find people go, oh yeah, I didn't have a great race, I was really cramping up at X, Y, and Z, and that's probably because they've not taken on enough, you know, electrolytes or whatever. You'll be surprised that, you know, underfueling or even overfueling like you did in London can have a negative impact. So without focusing on the weeds and getting stuck in it, more about the strategy and having a strategy beforehand, how important is that?
For me, essential. So I use my long runs to practice that and actually changed it between marathons. So I think the first one, I think I went every kind of nearly 5 miles and that was just too long for me. To wait for that gel, I was depleted by that point. So 4 miles on a marathon. And interestingly, for a half marathon as well, I used to go kind of 4:08 and then that's it, or 4.5 and 9, and then realised that actually I needed more. So went kind of 3.5, 7, 10.5. So on a half, if I'm really going for it, I'll take 3 gels now. On a marathon, I go every 4 miles without fail.
Right, Wilco, do you have a strategy? I'm not, again, I don't want to get into the minute detail, but do you have a strategy for your fuel?
Yeah, I will. Day? Yes, I will take certain fuel at certain times.
And you know that before you step onto the line?
Absolutely. I'll have, right, at mile X, I'm going to do this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
That important to you?
I think it helps break up the race. I think sometimes, you know, if you have different things. I mean, the first time I did a marathon, I got to a stage where I had a gel schemed for mile 24. didn't half help in that last 4 miles when I broke it up into two bits to sort of like, oh, I'll have that gel and then, you know. So it's a method of breaking up the race as well as do your thing. And I always, I've started having one before I get off as well. I have one before I go.
The other thing, this sounds going to sound really silly, is my carrying my gels on a, like for a race marathon in my shorts, they've got pockets on the sides of them. To the point where I know if I'm taking seven or whatever in a marathon, which pocket's got four, which has got three, so where I'm going first. So I know right side, left side, so that I alternate so that I'm not left with, I've taken them all out of one side.
You're not running like this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It sounds silly, but it also just means that you know where you're going. So I've thought about, right, that's where I'm starting and that's what I'm doing.
So what's your thoughts on strategy around, I know we're all laughing immediately.
Well, I normally do check the map for where all the McDonald's are en route. If they're not there, then KFC is normally. But I mean, Pret's quite a good one. I'm a bit of a fan of Pret. So.
Right. Okay. Right. So, no, that was it. You ain't got. We're only half hour tonight, Tope.
I just do what I did in Amsterdam. I just word it out there, and that seemed to work.
Tope went to the hash bar. Right. So. No one drug testing when he finished. Oh, that's another podcast we could do, Wilco. Another special with admin. How comes she ended up in the starting pen and get given a race finishes medal at the Amsterdam Marathon?
It's a big adventure, this Amsterdam Marathon, about to say.
We could that. Actually do a 2 hour special on admin's Amsterdam Marathon, even though she didn't run it.
Might be chapter it. Chapter one.
Chapter one. I started a fight in a restaurant. Chapter two, I got into the start pen.
I did.
Chapter three, I managed to make Sai nearly pass out. Chapter four, I then managed to get a finisher's medal.
Chapter five, that. Managed to get a finisher's t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Chapter five, she ended up getting a finisher's t-shirt. Never ran the Amsterdam Marathon. Right, move on. Come yourself out. Right. How important is it for the people that are listening to this? And I think this is really important, in all seriousness, to set actually realistic targets for the race. Now, I love to hear that people are going for X, Y, and Z, right? I think that's brilliant. And if you've trained for that, absolutely right. But I do think there has to be a little bit of an expectation, a realistic expectation, in terms of around what's going to happen on race day. Now, my advice to you, if you're listening to this, and we've said it a million times, is have like one or two or even three outcomes in which you're going to be working towards in that race, because you know what, chances are it ain't going to go to plan. And I don't mean that negatively, it could be positively as well, right? You could be feeling like an absolute legend out there, right? And it could be going really well. But I do think all three need to be realistic, right? But you need to have them set before you even start. Okay, agree, Wilco, or not?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would say so, that you're going to have to. I mean, for me, like, people talk about A, B and C goals. The C goal is always to get round.
Yeah, finish.
You know, but what's wrong with that? You know, even though I've done sort of like a few, you know, still the main aim is if the worst comes to the worst, I want to get round, you know. And I would say that to anybody, particularly – particularly people for doing their first one, I think it should be the only target. You certainly shouldn't be. I mean, I've got people, you know, colleagues at work who are doing London and Leeds and things like that. And I don't know whether they look at me and think, oh, it can't be that hard, he's done it. But they do seem to, you know, it's a bit like, you know, they're not running that much and they seem to have very inflated expectations.
It's the joy of TikTok.
It is going to be so... The chance, look, lots of people do lots of hard things in your life, but for a general man on the street, it is going to be one of the hardest things that you have ever done.
So hard.
And getting round is a massive achievement.
It's huge. Don't underestimate. I think people underestimate because they see all these Herberts on TikTok, right? And they think, oh, yeah, I could do that because I can then make reels about how awesome I am. It's going to be a hard day in the office. It don't matter whether you know, whatever shape you're in. It's a hard day in the office. You're doing 26.2 miles. It's a bleeding long way, right? It don't matter how hard you are or where, you know, how much, you know, no, I won't, but admin's looking at me like I'm going to say something, don't we? You just be realistic. I mean, when you went to Chicago, giving real life examples, hang on, who's that? Tope? Sorry, interrupting this broadcast. Tope, who's that question for?
It's just Wilco. A general question, really. I just wonder if that was if Wilco's got a picture of Hayden behind him.
Where?
Just above his name.
Hold on.
He's got his hands out, just like he's crossed the finishes man thing. Right?
She's totally interrupted the whole show.
I saw it, and that was
this
it.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
It's a birthday card for my daughter, typically. She said, to Dad, happy birthday. Hope you had a great day running. Love, Molly.
Oh, that was nice.
We have a picture of Hayden on the front.
We have a picture of Hayden on the front. Anyway, going back, Toby.
What's good?
I can just go back to admin. I don't know why he's here. When you did Chicago, when did you decide your strategy, and how important do you feel having that strategy made in the outcome of the day?
It was important. Mm. When did I decide it? It's a bit hard to know, if I'm honest.
But you had one.
Oh yeah, I had one, definitely. And I knew what the time, overall time I was going for was. I knew what gold, silver, bronze, or ABC, however you want to define it, was. C, to your point, Wilco, was getting home in one piece. I was on the other side of the world. There was no other goal other than get back safely. But yeah, I knew what goal A was, and I knew what time I needed to be. I think I said this to you the other night. I said, and my partner basically told me, you need to be here at 10K, here at half, and here at 20 miles. And that's it.
But do you feel like it had having that,
yeah,
it had a positive outcome on the day?
Yeah.
So there you go. So this is, if you're listening to this and you're sitting there and it's Friday and you've got a race on Sunday, know what you're doing.
But also, just to say, if you get to halfway and it's feeling really good and really comfortable, right, and you get to 20 miles and you feel like, I've got all the energy in the world, you can do more, push on, right? The other thing is, if you get to halfway and you feel like this is much tougher than I expected it to be, I'm not feeling it, back off.
Brilliant. This is brilliant. And my next thing, listen to your body. Admin's just come up with the next tip already by herself. Yeah, go on, carry on, because it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. You can train for, you train hard, right? We've put ourselves through 16 weeks of training. You've got a goal in mind. On the day, you just don't know what's going to happen. There are so many things, and you've got to listen to what your body's telling you. And if it's not feeling good, back off. Who cares if you are 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours slower than what you thought you were going to be, or if you're 20 minutes faster than you thought you were going to be? A marathon's a marathon at the end of the day. 26.2 miles, you'll get the same medal.
Yeah, a great example, me in New York. Absolutely ruined myself going over the bridge at 16 miles. Felt like a king before that bridge. Went over that. Berlin showed up. My injury showed up. My basically lack of training showed up. I was broken. But because I had the experience to know that I was broken, I could have pushed on. Yeah, I could have tried to go harder. But I went, nah, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of this. This is the New York City Marathon. I'm never going to do this again. I'm at a point here where if I do go harder, I might end up doing some damage, or I might, you know, get myself into a bit of a mess. I just had the best time ever because I listened to my body. I understood the situation that I was in. I didn't get to the point where I needed to have medical help. I didn't get to the point where I was absolutely wiped out that I really need to walk. I chose to walk. Yeah, that's the difference. I chose when to walk. I chose what I was going to do at mile 20. I made those decisions consciously what I was doing because I understood the situation I was in because I listened to my body. I also had a great opportunity to ring my friends and FaceTime them while I was running the New York City Marathon. You're welcome, everybody.
Can I just say, though, there's also knowing your body is really important, and knowing whether it is just a bit of tiredness and it's a mental game and you just kind of need to push through that, or whether there's actually something that mentally or physically, right, it can be either, that's going, actually, I need to back off now. Mm-hmm. But you've got to know which it is. And I think that's the point in the training. I think, Chris, you said it on the other show, which is it's not all about 20-mile runs, right? It's not about the distance, but they do those long runs, whether they be 16, 18, 20 miles, whatever they are, teach you mentally where your body's at, what is pain that you can get through. Mm. As Toby knows, when I get to 19 miles, I'm done. He's like, no, you're not. Push on, right?
And he starts waving his arms about. dancing about and speeding up and all that sort of stuff. Actually, now, admin, brilliantly, led on to the next thing. This is the penultimate because I've just seen the time and we've got to do this quickly. I think a lot of people underestimate this next thing, and that's about positivity. Now, you might think yourself, well, that's obvious. It's not. The amount of people I see when I'm running a marathon, and I do, let's say, 2 a year, for argument's sake, right? The amount of people I see at mile 20 looking at the floor, looking pretty miserable, or even 16, or even, at, you know, they're looking at the floor and they're looking pretty miserable about life. That is not helping you, right? That really is not helping you in any shape or form. If you can have a positive outlook throughout the whole race. Now, I appreciate, again, how hard this is, okay? This is, again, somebody who's walked plenty of marathons, right? I've blown up in plenty of marathons. I probably will in London. I'm actually trying to blow up in London this year. That's how, you know, because I want to experience that. But my point is I want you to be so positive about what you're doing, because the minute you get negative and you start thinking, I'm never going to get to this finish line. I've just got over 4 hours. Tope, I've just got over 4 hours. Oh, what am I going to do? And you start, and you're just sitting there and you're in this like slog and you're miserable and you're looking on the floor. Everyone's getting on your nerves and all this. You want to take all that away. You've got to be smiley, happy people, right? I'm not saying start chatting to the geezer next to you because you probably want to knock your block off. But the point is if you're happy, right, and you're smiling and you're alluding positivity, believe it or not, that's going to have a remarkable effect on your body, right, and your mindset, and it will lift you and it will help you and you will do better than you will if you're just looking at that ground feeling sorry for yourself. So true or false? False or true?
True.
Thank you, Wilco. Last thing we're going to talk about and then we're going to go, and I think it's a really important tip as much as positivity. It's remembering why you're doing this, okay? And a little bit of, I also want to say have some fun, but I want you to remember why you're doing it and try and have some fun with it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you could be doing this for many different reasons. You could be doing it because you saw Sam Geezer on TikTok doing it and you thought it'd be easy. You could be doing it because you want to raise a load of money for a unbelievable charity. You could do it because you've really struggled with your mental health. You took up running and now this is the ultimate challenge. Whatever that reason is, all right, I want you to remember that through the race, at certain points, I want you to say to yourself, at mile 3, I'm going to remember why I'm doing this. At mile 10, I'm going to actually think about that person that I've done my training with, or the club that I belong to and the people there, or the charity, the fundraising manager who messaged me and said, good luck. I want you to think about the why, because I think it's really powerful. It goes back to that positivity. And by thinking about why you're doing it, you don't get caught up in that, that slog fest. And hopefully you can have some fun with it. Agree, disagree, agree, true or false, false or true, Wilco?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, lots of people do like dedication miles, don't they? Sue Flynn's doing that for her. For like people have sort of like, so who they think of, you know, people think of certain people at a certain time. Or if you've got a playlist, you know, do a playlist of all your favorite music that reminds you of certain people and things like that. That's another good way, you know. But positivity is not enough to get you through, but you can't get through if you don't have it.
Correct.
That's what I think.
Yeah, exactly. And that negative, if you get into that negativity, can spiral out of control.
God, yeah, not much.
And again, I'm someone who's been there, right? So don't get into that. What we're trying to do at the end of this show is tell you to be positive, remember why, have some fun, enjoy yourself, listen to your body, do all these sort of things. And these aren't necessarily tips that you would normally hear from people. You've got the boring stuff about taking fuel here and do this and, you know, all that. These are real life things that we've all experienced. And I think if you can take some of that, just a bit of everything that we've spoken about tonight, then that will be a massive help for you on race day. Think about the things we said about doing before the race. Think about having those strategies we said about, you know, your paces and your targets for the day. And also, you know, you're thinking about the why and that kind of thing. All of that, you mix it all up into a big cooking pot, boil it for 10 minutes. You'll come out of a really, really nice, Toby, ready for it? Spicy chicken curry. Hero, I'd eat that.
You wouldn't.
I would. Right, so I think we'll leave it there, guys, because what I didn't want to do is go on tonight. We could have done this all night, you know what I mean, in terms of based on our experiences and things like that. Tobe could have spoke about how he walked for 16 miles and you could have learned a lot from that. But it's great.
I enjoyed it.
I know you did. But again, Tobe, you listen to your body and I'm being serious. You listen to your body and you had fun, right? And that's the key message for you. Whatever you're racing, whatever you're doing, enjoy it, people. I'm being serious. I go on about it all the time, but we get one go in this rodeo, okay? You get 8 seconds on this ball, right, before you're bucked off. That's how quick life is. Enjoy it. Make the most of it. Ride it. And have fun, okay? That's the key to this. Go out there and cowboy up. Now, listen, you've got at mile 20, you've got to listen to this podcast that we recorded because it's going to get you through to the finish. It's like gold dust. Wilco actually upgraded his mark since the last podcast. Wilco, what is it now you're rating it?
9.5.
9.5, so he's still not 10. We are back live next week. I'm not here because I'm busy. I'm influencing in London. And I am influencing in London. I'm out with Nick. It's my birthday. I'm not here next Friday, so you can talk about London Marathon to your heart's content or whatever you want. I couldn't care less. I'm not here. Do whatever you like. So make sure you tune in for that. I'll be back bite size as normal. Have fun. Be safe. Behave yourselves. Team, anything else to add? Or should we just wish them all luck?
Good luck.
Good luck. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy as much as you can.
Just enjoy it. So take us out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.